taking a preview at some things that are coming up the next couple of Sundays here in the Chicago area. One of them is the annual AIDS Walk and Run that benefits the AIDS Foundation of Chicago. I am honored once again this year to be the host of the opening ceremonies for the walk. And my pal, John Peller, is in studio with us, the president and CEO of the AIDS Foundation of Chicago. Good morning there, my friend. Nice to see you dry.
Good morning, Dean. And thank you so much for hosting once again. We look forward to seeing you bright and early at 7:30 in the morning on Sunday, October 1st.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. And the reason that I say nice to see you dry is because last year at the walk and run, it was pouring, raining, torrential.
It was a wet experience. It was.
But that didn't stop people from doing the walk and participating and raising a ton of money. Hopefully the weather is a little better this year, a little more pleasant for everybody. But the point being is that, you know, we walk, we run, regardless of, you know, what's going on for all of this.
Absolutely. And we are aiming to raise $500,000 this year for services for people living with HIV and AIDS in the Chicagoland area, and also to prevent HIV and AIDS. We expect to have about 2,500 participants this year, as we do every year. There's a 10K run, a 5K run, or a 5K walk. So it's really geared for every and any kind of participant.
Yeah, there's something for everyone to participate. Or here's the other thing, you can just make a donation as well. If you're not able to come downtown and actually join us for the event, you certainly can simply go to the website, which is aidchicago.org, easily find the place on there for the walk where you can make donations. The thing that I've been so curious about this year, and I've been wanting to talk to you about this, there's been so much talk about healthcare in the United States, and how does all of that now affect what's happening with people who are living with HIV and AIDS, who literally, depend on the kinds of services and medications and research and so forth to stay alive?
Absolutely, Dean. The great news is that the Affordable Care Act is still in place and has not been repealed. And we have great news in Illinois that 12,000 people living with HIV in Illinois gained coverage through the Affordable Care Act. That's either through Medicaid or through the marketplaces. And that's a third of people living with HIV in the state. So really an incredible impact that this one program had on the lives of people living with HIV.
And was that in jeopardy for a while when it looked like the Affordable Care Act what might be repealed?
Absolutely. And it still is. There's legislation that Congress is discussing taking up this week that would repeal significant parts of the Affordable Care Act and really set back the fight against HIV and AIDS. The amazing news today is that people living with HIV, if they're treated early, can live near normal lifespans. And thanks to the incredible medications that exist today, we also have PrEP, pre-exposure prophylaxis, which is a daily HIV medication that's almost 100% effective at preventing HIV for people who are at risk. And we also know that for folks who are on treatment, their likelihood of transmitting HIV to their sex partners is almost zero. Our new saying is that if someone's viral load is undetectable, their likelihood of transmitting HIV is almost zero. So incredible, incredible advances in the epidemic today. And we need support at events like the AIDS Run Walk
to keep those going. To keep the advances going. I can't help but reflect on how the nature of the disease and this fight has changed since I hosted my first AIDS walk, however many years, decades ago that was now. But it's because people participate, it's because people donate that these kinds of strides have been able to occur. And thanks to the good work of many organizations, but AIDS Foundation of Chicago in particular stands out. It's one of the largest and one of the biggest umbrellas, I've always said, helping so many different people with so many different kinds of services. Talk a little about the services that AFC provides.
AIDS Foundation of Chicago provides case management for people living with HIV across the Chicago metro area. We provide housing. We support advocacy and policy change. But one of the amazing things about AIDS Run Walk is that there are so many other organizations that benefit. This really is a community event. And we have 30 community direct partner organizations, agencies like Chicago House, the Core Center, Southside Help Center, Mount Sinai Hospital, that form teams, and they get back 90% of every dollar that they raise. It's really these teams and organizations from across Chicagoland that are working day in and day out to fight HIV and AIDS that benefit so directly from AIDS Run and Walk Chicago.
Yeah, so let's get all the details out for the walk. If people want to come out and join us, they still can. It's Sunday, October the 1st. I'm going to be out there. The opening ceremonies begin at 7:30 in the morning. You don't need to get there at 7:30 in the morning, but we'll be out there at that hour to get things started, get things going. When does the actual walk and run take place?
The walk and run start at 8:35 a.m. It's at Soldier Field, in case we haven't said that yet. And folks can register for the event at AIDSRunWalk.org, and that's also where they can make donations.
Okay, very good. Now, the first hour of the show, this show, that week, Jim Toronto is going to be here to actually sit in the chair, but I'll be calling in frequently live from the walk itself and give everybody an update on how things are going out there, and maybe, you know, we can blast the horn, maybe start the walk officially, you know, for the people out there at Soldier Field, but so also everybody here on WGN Radio can hear it across the Midwest also. So, you know, we'll have that kind of connection here. People want to get more information on all of this. The website one more time is?
AIDSRunWalk.org.
Okay, very good. AIDSRunWalk.org. It's Sunday, October the 1st. John Peller is the president and CEO of the AIDS Foundation of Chicago. Thank you, my friend. We'll see
Dean,
you in a couple of weeks.
Thank you for everything you do to make Run Walk a success.
Always
We're
happy,
so grateful.
Always happy to help out. A quick break, and then we'll update news and a couple of the stars of one of the hottest shows in town right now, Trevor the Musical. Join us next on WGN.